Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
So then we go to 11:24 p.m. back to Carl's room. And he's like, oh, I understand you feel attacked. And he's like, yeah, that's why I said fuck you. He's like, yeah, but you guys have you talked about this Vegas thing a little bit or no? He's like, she knows I'm going to Vegas. It's one fucking night, okay?
So Carl's like, well, it seems like it bothers her or whatever is going on. It's like, well, I don't think it does. I think she loves it when I leave, you know? I think she can't fucking stand me. And Carl's like, oh, that's a horrible feeling. It makes me sad for you. Oh, wait, stand under my chin and let the tears drop on your head. Hold on. It'll take about 30 seconds for them to fall from my cheek to your head. And there's the first one.
Sometimes it makes people feel calm if they stare up and look deeply into my nostrils. Do that. Do that. this whole Vegas thing is hilarious because first of all, it's just Kyle getting a better manager to get him gigs. So it's not Vegas. If it was a Vegas residency and everybody was being like this, I'd be like, damn, you guys. I mean, the guy got a Vegas residency. That's pretty good. I mean, at least he's being successful in this, but it's not. It's just a thing. But she's just mad that he's not quitting DJing. You know, and he's not going to quit DJing. So that's line in the sand. And I think a DJ line in the sand is a pretty strong one to make, you know?
Mm-hmm. So Kyle's like, no, I get home. It could be a night. It could be seven nights. She doesn't get up and give me a kiss. She doesn't ask me how I was. She didn't ask me how, you know, bro, it's like, it's so beyond people's comprehension. Like what's going on, dude? Like Sierra, she just like, I think maybe and you and Amanda should like separate for like a month. So, you know, Kyle's like all just sad. And by the way, like when sometimes Kyle tells stories and they're very self-serving, it's like, oh, he's always kind of like the victim of his own stories. But honestly, we have seen Amanda all summer and it's like, I kind of believe him on this one that he does come back and she's like, whatever. But I also know that she's like this fucking guy leaves me alone again. And now he wants like all the adoration when he comes back. So Carl's
we've seen, I mean, even last week he was showing us the text where I was like, hey, babe, just had a good set. Nothing. Hey, babe, hope you had a good night. Nothing. Hey, babe, hope you had a good sleep. Nothing. Hey, babe, good morning. I'm getting on the plane. Nothing. Hey, babe, I'm getting off the plane. Nothing. So we know that that's true. She's been completely not there and ignoring him for years, but he's also been completely absent and not doing what she wants for years. So it's just a clusterfuck. It's just stop. Just stop, both of you. God, you're both in timeout.
Yeah, you're both in timeout. It's almost like I'm kind of almost getting sick of myself. That every time I am like making a point that I feel compelled to make the point for the other side, because like, I understand how the other side, like I see the validity in both of their reactions and I'm kind of sick of just everyone just assume that whenever I make a point, I understand that there's a counterpoint that's probably just as valid because I'm sick of having to do both.
They
sides.
Both suck. They like, both I'm really suck. Sick of it. Yeah. They really both suck and they're both terrible at this and they're both making each other miserable and they're both making me miserable, you know? And at some point it's like, and in any other season, if this were last season, probably, maybe, any other season, I'd be like, fuck West, go ahead, fuck West, good for you, good for you. I wouldn't feel 2 seconds bad for Kyle about that. And I don't now, I don't feel bad for Kyle now. Now it's the Sierra thing that's the one you feel for, not even Kyle, because it's like, well, she's going to find someone else and fuck him because you suck, you know? And Kyle has a right to feel betrayed because you also suck.
Kyle feels betrayed, but I'll tell you one thing. I really don't see Kyle as someone who is like really tortured in this situation. There's a reason why Kyle's profile in this scandal has not significantly increased because I think he's just happy to like, his wife is out of his hair, like moving on. Like he can finally like just make out with Megan King Edmonds on the street.
So well, kind of, but it seems like she's still calling him and depending on him because the interviews he's given has been like, yeah, you know, Amanda's still really upset, guys. Calm down on Amanda, guys. You know, Amanda has mental health struggles and this and that. And I think she's still kind of relying on him in that way.
But he's able to do it with the detachment of someone who was formerly in the relationship as opposed to like, I think that like, sometimes when you're extracting yourself from these relationships in the public eye, you're also sort of trying to win over the public to be like, I'm not the bad guy here. And I think he's happy to be like, okay, this relationship is ending, and I can now just like move on to stage two. Like I got an extra life, you know, I got the invincibility star, you know.
Yeah, he got let off easy in a way, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the whole first half of the season was fuck Kyle sucks, and the second half is like, yeah, you go Kyle, good for you. People are like, divorce party, want to have a divorce party, Kyle?
Yeah,
so yeah, definitely.
I think there's like a vibe of like, thank God this is over, right? Like I'm gonna help her out because I still care for her, but like, whew, thank God this relationship is done.
Yeah.
So Kyle's like, I'm just like trying to have a happy face. Kyle's like, dude, you don't have to have a happy face. What about a weathered face? Have you ever tried that? No, man. I just have been feeling so like a mess all summer. Like, I just feel like my life is falling apart. Oh, I feel terrible about how I handled that before. It's hard when you're a tall person. Handling things properly is a bit of a tall order. Oh, get it?
So they hug, and Carl's like, oh, I called you a loser. Because, yeah, all I remember was like arguing over the hood of my car. And I'm like, oh, my God, don't dent the car. Yeah, I actually remember being that close, and I was like, he's going to be mad if we scratch his car.
So I was like, yeah, I was just like, got in front of that thing. I just got it fixed, you know, unlike my relationship.
Ultimately, Kyle still cares about the car the most. Mm-hmm. So they make up, and now they're like laughing about how they were yelling at each other, and they give each other genuine sorries, guys. So now they come out of the room, and Kyle's like, I got good news, guys. Oh my God, you made up with Amanda? No, fuck her. I may have apologized to Kyle, and Kyle apologized to me, and I let my emotions get the best of me, and he was nice enough to give me some grace. Basically, the only relationship that really matters in my life is okay now. The relationship with the guy. It's okay.
And Kyle is all happy. And then Jesse goes, well, I'm glad you guys squashed it. Next up, you've got Amanda Petula to take care of. And you see Kyle's like, oh, yeah.
Fuck off. So now back in Sierra's room, Amanda's like, oh my God, it's like the fourth time this summer you guys have had to sit here and give me a pep talk while I cry.
And she's like, yeah, I just feel like a sad girl victim, like, wah, wah, wah. Like, I'm not looking for sympathy. I just do appreciate you guys reminding me who I am. And so then Kyle, like, knocks on the door. He's like, hello. And Sierra's like, he's opening as he's opening the door, you hear Sierra say, well, Amanda, you were there for me when I'm sad, and I'll be there for you when you're sad.
Hello, Kyle.
It's awkward.
So he's like, okay, well, I just want to let you know I hugged it out with Carl, and I want to hug it out with you, because I just like, I looked across the table and I was like so excited to tell you about this thing, and then it just gets misunderstood. And that moment I feel like you were like, yeah, well, I'll just let my friends attack my husband, and you just had this smug look on your face, and I'm like, I'm sorry for saying what I said. I was actually really excited, and I wanted to sign it with you because I wanted your approval.
That's literally the worst apology you could have given. There's no part of apologizing to someone that includes the phrase, and you had just a smug look on your face. That just doesn't work that way. I'm sorry. That's not how you apologize.
Yeah, but those looks on her face, I mean, I don't think this deserves a straight up. I mean, I think the fuck you deserves a straight up apology, but this is also a conversation and not just like a, I'm sorry, you're right. Let's just like sweep everything under the rug.
Yeah. No, it's a, we need to talk. When I felt like the table was turning against me, and I was hoping that you as my wife would have my back in that moment, and I felt really alone in that moment. And then she could have said, well, I've felt alone all summer, and then he could have said something like, we need to work on having each other's backs, because I love you, and I would hate for the person I love the most to feel alone, and da, 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 like something like that, but not like, let's just hug it out. Because you had a smug look on your face, and like, I was so excited to tell you this thing, but you had a smug look. So I got mad, but let's hug it out. I'm sorry that I said that thing. It's like, what? That's just like, none of this is the right approach.
So she was like, it's not even about DJing, Kyle. He's like, okay, then I don't know what it's about. She's like, I just need some time, Kyle. Well, I don't think it's been a long time since we've been on the same time. She's like, yeah. And he says, it wears me down and it hurts. And she's like, yeah. And he goes, I'll just leave. You guys do your thing. So he leaves. And Amanda goes, where was the apology?
Yeah. So Kyle's like, I don't know how I'm going years on years on years feeling like my wife doesn't have my back. It's a horrible feeling. So then Sierra's like, in Sierra's room, Amanda's like, Carl's so fucking safe because, like, I know that Kyle doesn't get it, and Carl's just like letting it go to Kyle's face. Like, they're like upset that. And then Amanda's like, yeah, but Carl didn't really let it go. He just said he'd let it go, which is also true.
Yeah. But also, Amanda, that's not your relationship. This is your relationship. You know, it's like the, mm-hmm. you could be talking about your relationship with him, but again, you're sitting here talking about it with everybody else. And then his relationship with Carl, and why is Carl backing down? It's like, that's not, none of this is your problem. Oh my God. Go talk to your fucking husband.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
You know, now everybody's kind of moving around the house or whatever, a post fight. And Amanda's like, oh, I'm going to go downstairs. I'm not going to go out, but I'll see you guys out. So West is in his room.
What? That's the best way to go out to the club. Hey, everyone, let's go to the club. Hold on. I'm going to see you guys off. Have fun. Be careful. Don't get injured or contract hantavirus. It's like, thanks. Thanks, Amanda.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
So West is in his room getting ready, and he's like, I look like a lesbian tonight, but I feel like it kind of works for me. That's your style. Why are you pretending that's just tonight? I've never seen a man with more ponchos.
Seriously. So then Jesse's like, yeah, let's go straight to Catchy. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Let's go to Catchy. I'm going to have a drink. Let's go. Party, party, party. So Kyle checks in on Amanda and he's like, you want to go out? She's like, you don't want to say anything. You're just going to go out. I'm like, Amanda, you just said he wanted time and space. Like, why are you upset that he's going? I mean, I understand why she's upset that he's going out, because it does feel crazy that they had this enormous emotional fight and then he's just gonna go out to the club. It is crazy. But also, it drives me nuts when people are like, I just want to have my own space. Wait, why are you leaving?
Where are you going? He's like, well, I was just trying to talk to you upstairs. And I was like, but you're talking about yourself. No, he actually talked about how he felt when you were acting a certain way. So he was kind of talking about you. And he's like, well, I'm sorry for saying what I said. I'm sorry for saying F you. I'm sorry for ruining dinner. I'm sorry for ruining the night. But that's not what you should be sorry for. It's like, oh my God. Is it a game? Then just tell him.
Tell him. I do.
Is he trying to guess that, or are we playing Hangman?
Yeah. And Amanda is kind of that person who's like she just won't tell him what she's upset about. I get that she's annoyed. Look, see, I'm already doing the other side again. Like, I get it all. I get why she's frustrated, because he should know, but he doesn't know. So just leave him, because he never will know.
But okay? What is
either
it?
Tell him,
if it's not for saying fuck you, it's not for ruining dinner, and it's not for ruining the night. I guess it's the DJ thing.
It's a DJ thing, but I think that, like, I have to imagine what she's thinking is, you're apologizing because you know it's like wrong to say fuck you to your wife, but do you really understand why it's so wrong that you said fuck you to your wife? Or is it just because you know you people were offended around you, so you said I'm sorry for saying fuck you, but do you realize how it's actually like disrespectful, and it's a pattern of disrespect, and it's part of a larger pattern of disrespect? I sort of maybe think I'm imagining that's what she's thinking, if I can give her that.
I mean, look, I'll give her that leeway. Kyle is constantly fucking up and then coming in and being like, well, okay, I'm sorry for this, I'm sorry for that. And I would be fucking sick of hearing it too. So it's not like I'm saying Kyle is, it's just Amanda. Oh, I'm just sick of it. It's like, okay, I'm sorry. Okay, get out. I need space. Okay, then I'm getting out. Why are you leaving? Because you told me to get out. But you didn't even say I'm sorry. Okay, well, I'm sorry for this, 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 and this. But that's not what you're supposed to be sorry. It's like, oh my God. Okay. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to stay here? Do you want me to go? Do you want me to say I'm sorry? Do you not want me to say I'm sorry? What do you want?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, either way, now everyone's goes out to the club. Everyone's partying. Everyone's having a great time. And I am thinking to myself, this is really weird. That was crazy drama in the house. And now everyone's just like partying. But then it's like 1:35 a.m. and the cars come back. I also love, they get dropped off at the house and you hear the Uber backing out, and it's an electric car. So it's going, and Carl's like, whoa, what was that? What's that? What's that? What's that? And Kyle's like, it's an electric car. Carl's never heard an electric car before.
Whoa. They have to make that noise so that people know they're coming and they don't run them over. Oh, wow. Okay.
Watch your car. They make those things? It's crazy. What a soft noise. It's kind of nice.
So now everybody comes home at 2:06 a.m. and they go into the kitchen and Kyle's just standing there like the Blair Witch in his underwear, just standing like a statue. They start cracking up.
And all right, well, tomorrow's a new day, guys. That's it. Tomorrow's a new day and Sabrina Bell will be here. Everyone excited for that? Yeah, can't wait to see a choker. So excited.
So now it's time for bedtime, and Sierra West and Kyle and Jesse are talking, and Jesse's like, where are you planning on sleeping? Kyle's like, my bed, bitch. She's hated me for 7 years. Today's not gonna be any different. He's like, okay. Where are you trying to sleep? And he's like, next to West. And Kyle goes, yeah, imagine if Jesse's like, yo, I was trying to sleep with your wife. God, you were so close. You were so close.
So close. And West does this thing where he shakes his head violently. He's like, And I was like, oh, man, so close, Kyle. So then everyone goes to bed, and Sierra's like hanging out with Jesse and West in their room. And Jesse's like, you want to sleep over? You can sleep in the bed. He'll sleep in my bed. Any combination's good. And Sierra's like, wow. Like, you guys sleep in the same bed, and I sleep here. How about that? Like, West's like, wait, what? What is this? Like, okay, what's that rule? Not me. Okay, prank. They're just being silly. And then Kyle, basically the goodnight montage ends with Kyle getting into bed and he kisses Amanda goodnight and she says nothing.
Yeah. And so then we see, let's see, Levi's talking about flashing her vagina or something.
Yeah, and then they're waking up
to
now.
The morning. Yeah, it's the morning. And Amanda's like, good morning, Kyle, because he's cuddling up to her. He's like, I'm sorry for going out. Kyle, I can't with you. Stop doing bad shit. And then immediately just turning around and being like, I'm sorry. It's pointless. It's all pointless.
Yeah, this is, because the thing is, it's almost like the apology is insulting. You know?
Yes. It's like, I'm going to do what I really want, and I'll just say I'm sorry in a pat way. And then you have to forgive me. And then I can be like, well, I said sorry.
He's like, the second I got out, I was like, all right, I'm going to go back. And I'm like, you got back at like 1:30 in the morning. Well, it was a long second. God.
I didn't mean for you to be here alone. Who'd you mean for her to be there with? The garden gnome outside? Kyle?
I know.
So she just stays silent as usual. So then in Jesse and West's room, West is like, ooh, imagine being a snake. Yeah, imagine that.
Imagine being one. What? Yeah, I mean, imagine you're so long. And he's like, oh, like Jesse for a moment thinks that Wes is saying snake as a personality characteristic, but then it turns out Wes is actually just talking about pythons.
And then I say, wow, imagine that. Wow. Poor Wes, a couple of weeks after his nudes come out. And Jesse's like, how long are they? And he's like, well, this python I'm looking at is like 8 feet long. Like, they eat people sometimes. They do.
I don't know. I just feel kind of like bad because, like, I don't know. It's like the python, like, I don't know. Like, yeah, it's not talking to me right now. So Bailey's in the kitchen, like, oh my God, you have to get so many photos today, Levi. Like, you need to like make out with everyone since it's the last weekend. Levi's like, you're inspiring, girl. You turned a new leaf and you said, all of a sudden, this is going to be me. And Bailey's like, yeah, I know. I just feel so much love for everybody. And I love online, people are making jokes. Like, is Bailey the only one who sees Levi? Like, Levi is Bailey's imaginary friend. Like, Levi's not there.
You find out she's never been there the whole time.
She's never been there.
Yeah. It would make both of them more interesting, honestly. So then in KJ's room, KJ's like, wow, what a night. I don't even think it really sums it up enough. I mean, that was like so good. And then all of a sudden it was so bad. It was just so bad. He's like, yeah, it was the good, the bad, and the ugly too.
She's like, yeah, it was just like, it was terrible. So then in Jesse and West's room, West is like, did anything happen last night? Yeah. Carl and Kyle almost murdered each other, remember? And then outside, Kyle joins Carl and Bailey. And Carl's like, hey, how's it going, you two? How's it going down there? Oh, I'm tall, remember? Oh.
So Wes and Jesse are talking in their room still, and Jesse's like, yeah, you know, it's a wild turn of events, but I really enjoyed hanging out with you and Sierra. That was really cool. He's like, yeah, it felt special, like actually hanging out in the front yard. Like, that felt like old times, you know. We were in the front yard. I was texting Amanda while she was fighting with Kyle. You know, it's like old times. He's like, yeah, it's no fun when there's tension.
Yeah. I mean, like, also after, like, Sierra and I hugged at the dock the other day, like, that the moment happened, that was like, wait, what do we talk about now in that moment? And then I was like, I knew you weren't going to make out with Jesse. And it landed. It was great. It was like a great joke. It like totally landed. Like, I think America would have loved it. It's like, yeah. I mean, obviously the best thing to do would have been to never have said anything, but I just thought like the nice thing to do would be to check in with my boy if he still had feelings there. So thanks for turning the house against me and making it seem like I'm a shitty guy. So yeah, but clearly I was misreading the situation. So I'm sorry if I made it uncomfortable for you. I don't know. Wasn't thinking. It was flippant.
I was flippant. Okay. It was like, damn, you really don't want to make out with me. And Amanda, Wes is like, oh God, I wonder how Amanda's doing.
Yeah. Which, like, since when has Wes pondered Amanda's state ever? Right?
Yeah.
When does he just like sit there in the middle of bro talk, look up at the ceiling and go, I wonder how Amanda's doing? Like, that was weird to me.
Yeah. So now on the couch, Amanda's talking to Lindsay and asking if Kyle talked to her. And she's like, yeah, he woke up this morning and apologized for going out and leaving me by myself and said he didn't know I was staying home. And Lindsay's like, what? And that's what he apologized for? Maybe he should have apologized for making me think it was a residency when it was just a manager.
Is that a big difference? So then Mia and Sierra talk about how last night was crazy. And Mia's saying, you know, what sucks is that, like, Amanda's going to go home and deal with that. And, like, if he's okay to speak with you like that in front of all these people, what the fuck does he say to you when it's just the two of you? Which is, of course, the thing that we're all thinking.
Yeah. And Sierra's like, yeah, it makes me not even want to be Kyle's friend. You know, it's like, you can do that and then you want to come out with us. Like, you're in a timeout. And so I told him at the club, I said, something's got to fucking give, because you can't keep living like this and she can't keep living like this. This is ridiculous. And I love you. I love you guys, but not really together. So
he's like, I love you guys together, but I don't love you that much together, which I thought was funny.
Yeah. So Jesse, Wes and Jesse are still talking, and Jesse's like, dude, what do you think of Sierra's idea that Kyle and Amanda should take time apart?
And Wes is like, he's just like so dramatic that I don't think that he's like could let her do that, like not make it into like, oh, she's leaving me. Yeah, like right now it's turned into like separation. Yeah, I think space would be fantastic for both of them. Like a lot of space. And if I could know exactly when he's gonna be not at the apartment, that'd be great to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would like a little space, but not enough that she makes me date her. So
yeah.
Let's figure that one out. So now Jesse is doing push-ups by the pool. Levi rides him. And he's like, oh, my goodness. Or she's like, oh, my goodness, you're so strong. He's like, oh, God, it feels windy. Is there wind on my back?
This is weird. It feels a little heavier.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So then Sierra is like, okay, everyone, now that everyone's dick is hard, let's talk about the party. It's going to be an après-ski dream party. It's gonna be the biggest party we've ever done. And I'm all going to need you to help out. So she gives everyone marching orders of what they have to do and what they have to make. And
well, guys, way, guess what? Sabrina Bell is coming. All right. She's at a hotel. She's ready to come. All right. Everybody excited for Sabrina Bell?
Hello. Hi. This is Joanne from the Sag Harbor Inn. We're calling about your girlfriend. She left scratch marks on her hotel room door. And when we tried to talk her down, she said, I just need to get to the summer house to be on TV. I just need to get there. We're going to have to unfortunately charge you for repairs to the door.
Yeah, that door definitely needs to be paid for. Okay. That poor door is the most abused thing on this show. I'm not saying a lot. So
that front door, by the way, the front door is had a great season and was working all season long. And then this weekend, it's not working again. I'm like, thank God. I was getting worried there that we would have an entire season with a.
It was a man.
Door.
It's a man. We now know that it's a Bravo man because it's like, look, I'm door point 10.0. I'm totally in control of my emotions and everything's great. And this episode's like, fuck you, loser, fucking DJ. It's like broken, hanging off the hinges. It's like, ah, all's well in the right of the world of Bravo male doors.
Yeah. So everyone's setting up for the party. It's exhausting. They have to do too much for these parties. It's like, you know, it's hot and humid. You just hear all those cicadas making noises like in the background. I'm like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to help out with any of their party. I feel like I'm helping. I feel like I'm helping build this party. And at a certain point, just put some drinks out. We don't need to build a slope. It looks so cool, though. It is a very cool looking party. They have an igloo. They've got a ski slope. They've got everything. But also they have to like be in like snow gear in the heat of the summer, which I think seems pretty cruel.
So they decorate this party. It's a big thing. And Amanda's like, we're going to have Kyle's crash out and make out mountain too, guys. And Mia and KJ talk about the summer. And he's like, yeah, like it's almost over. And I'm like kind of anxious about that. Because, like, when I'm invested and I have connections with people, I'm like a lover boy. And, like, I want to keep it consistent. And they talk about holidays and how it's different for her because her mom passed. So she's going to try and create new traditions. And he invites her over for the holidays with him and his mom, which is cute. And Jesse in West's room, Lindsay is there on the bed, and he's like, you got room for one more? Bedbug, it's me, Bedbug Jesse. Could you get your hand off my boobs? Okay, thank you.
I actually didn't get to eat a potato last night, so thank you for offering me some. What I was going to say was, who is that crazy girl downstairs with a choker who just walked in?
Oh, yeah, because by the way, in the middle of this, Sabrina walked in, and she's like,
hi everyone, oh my god, yes, rock star.
She's like going up and giving big hugs to Jesse and everyone, like just doing the most to be like, my best friend,
finally I'm with my best friends. I
you know, like Sabrina is lucky that there's all this other drama going on in the house that's distracted Lindsay, because I guarantee if Lindsay like has like a moment to like really talk with the Sabrina girl, she'd be like, who the fuck is this girl? Lindsay, I'm like, I'm shocked that Lindsay has not ended Sabrina Bell just yet.
Yeah, she hasn't had really much of a chance with Sabrina. Like, Sabrina's gone up to everybody else and kind of inserted herself, but she hasn't done it with Lindsay yet. So,
yeah, even though like she was at Lindsay's party a few weeks ago, like Lindsay was busy doing other things, but now that like Sabrina Bell is in the house and being so extra, like, I think she's really lucky that she did not get onto Lindsay's bad side. So Lindsay's up there with Jesse, and she was like asking about how did it feel, by the way, about like when Sierra was talking about the like, Wes, you're the one person she loves talking about at the table, you know? And Jesse's like, yeah, I know, that was like pretty offensive for all of us. Wes is like, yeah.
Jesse's like, damn it, I've been waiting for that title my whole life.
And Wes is like, yeah, I wasn't really expecting the L word. Even though I'm dressed like it today.
Well, like, I would have thought Mia or Amanda, but like, that was like your title. Like, how do you feel about that, huh? What do you think? What do you think?
He's like, well, I mean, it's just like sad. Like, we just like get along so well, but like, we had to pretend to like not for two fucking summers. It's just like a lot, you know? It's just like wild. And then he gives this whole monologue, of course, where he's like,
to us.
I just spent like, to us.
And I think it's important to point out that he does this stuff. He gives the truth to the audience, but not to anybody in the house. He acts one way in the house, like, yeah, like here we are back together. And then he's like, to us, he says something different. Okay, go for it.
Yeah, he's like, I've just spent like 2 years thinking that like she hated my fucking guts. And like, I'm understanding now that it was like protection. You're understanding now that it was protection. Like, it really does not take a genius to understand this. And like, obviously I'm like very thankful and like happy to hear it. But like, I've just been like trying to like avoid the relationship and like what comes with it for like a long time. And now that we're back, like, it's like, ooh, it's like, ah, and it just like feels good. But like, it's a lot to process and like kind of confusing. Okay. You don't get to play. You don't get to do the, it's all too much for me right now. Like, no. Like,
we knew we would.
All this time pursuing her and trying to get back into her good graces. Like, everything has been like, she smiled at me. Oh, I had a great night with her. Oh my God, she was kind to me. Oh my God. And now you guys are talking like, it's just like a lot. It's a lot to like taken right now.
I'm flirting and being like, oh my God, are we or aren't we even now? And then being like, oh, it's just so confusing. Oh, it's just, we knew you were going to do this. We fucking knew it. So Lindsay's like, well, you do have a way about you. You're like kind of hard to hate for now. Because we know she will hate him very soon.
She will. She will. So then the party is going to start. The party's going to start. Oh my God, here comes Yvonne, soon to be seen on In the City. And people are getting dressed, people are getting ready. And like the girl named Katie is there, who I don't know, she's on the show. It seems like they have like a lot of people from In the City who are showing up at this party to help segue us into the new show, which premieres next week, by the way. So,
and the big news here is that Lindsay has a camel toe. And Yvonne's like, well, it's a nice camel toe. It's like, no, I don't want to go out there with a camel toe.
Yeah. And then she goes to like Bailey's room. It's like,
can you see it? And she's like, I can draw an exact picture of your vagina right now.
So now Mia and Sierra are talking about getting ready. You know, everybody's just getting ready. Amanda dresses like a huge snowman. She wears one of Kyle's inflatable costumes. And
they go out to the party. The party starts. They're all bouncing around. Amanda's having fun.
Just in case you guys didn't think so, Amanda's really fun. So she does that. And then they all party out there. And Sierra's like, well, okay, last party of the summer, bitches. We've laughed. We've cried. We've earned this last party, okay? And we're going out tonight, so don't get too drunk. Let's do this.
We see a shot of Ben kissing Sabrina. And she goes, love you. And he just says nothing back. Rubs her shoulders. Great.
So then as the party goes on, Dara and West sit aside for a private conversation. And she's like, oh my God, Westling, dap me the fuck up, my man. That was the most bro-y thing I've ever said out loud. Bully Dara. Did that hurt? That was like my punching fist.
It's like, what was that? And he's like, whoa, check this shit out. Isn't this cool? Like, look, if I sit like this, I'm like a thinker. She's like, yeah, recline it black. Oh my God. So we made it to the end of the summer. I'm sad. He's like, yeah. I've been kind of like sad all week because the best thing that's happened from the past 2 years happened. So now I'm sad, naturally.
It's like, give me a debrief, bro. He's like, well, I mean, I'm in a better place, like, obviously for the main reason, our baby C. He's like, yeah. So then we go to Jesse and Sierra, and they're laying on a daybed. And she's like, Jesse Solomon, another summer down. And he's like, yeah, this one felt good. You know, the only part that didn't feel good was when you were upset with me. So that was my thorn. And my rose is that you and Westies are besties again.
She's like, the trio is back, even though I did not ask you what your rose and thorn is, but that's okay. And he's like, yeah, we're so back. Yeah, so back. It's like we never left. Yeah, everything's great. Everything's great. Everything's great. Everything's great.
So back to West and Dara. She's like, oh my God, I'm so happy to see you find peace with her. And who knows where it'll go, you know, but in my wildest, craziest dreams, maybe one day you guys will just, you know, when you're ready. Oh, ring, ring, baby, baby. Come on.
I don't know. It's like hard. It's like scary. So then Jesse's like, have you guys had a discussion where you're like, we're just friends and act accordingly, or do you only do that with me? And she's like, well, we've only been talking for a week and a day now, but who's counting, right? Yeah, but like, I feel like it got confusing when he would be flirty with you, you know? It's like, yeah, like, we actually have not had a conversation yet about that kind of stuff, but like, I don't know.
Because you like being flirty with him or why? Just, well, to be honest, yeah. I mean, it's kind of fun. I don't know. And it's like, oh, you sicko, curveball. And she's like, well, I mean, I'm seeing a change in him and he's making positive steps. And, you know, I appreciate that. But at the same time, like, I'm scared of his ability to be invested and then not at all. It's like the whiplash of it. Like, do you care or do you not care? Like, are we actually going to be friends or are we just going to be friends in the house and then post-summer nothing? And this is me talking now, not her. Is this friends or are you expecting something more than friends? I think that's the big question here. Because
that is the big question.
He is not. No matter how he's acting towards you, which he is acting towards you, like he probably does want something more. But God.
Well, all we know is that like one thing that some people have said during this whole scandal is like, I mean, what's the big deal? They're not even dating. They're not doing just whatever. But we've seen the previews for the next week's season finale that West and Sierra make out. So romance is still on the table. And so all those people can hush up.
Yeah. Really. So there you go, everybody. That's the end of Sommerhausen. So next week is the season finale, yeah?
Yeah, next week is the season finale. Like
Amanda
and the
finally
season
dumps
premiere.
Kyle, and I don't know. Yep. Sierra and West make out, so, or kiss at least. I don't know if it was a make out. Looked like a kiss. I don't know. I guess we'll see.
There's a big question. There's a big question hanging over next week's season finale, which is, will it be a season finale that bleeds into In the City, Backdoor Pilot style? Because that's how Sommerhaus started. And I feel like it would be only appropriate if it went that way as well. So fingers crossed. By the way, Sierra should have known that that this whole thing was cursed because she made a party that looked just like Winterhouse.
That's like, what that I thought was... too. I was like, why would you celebrate Winterhouse, which brought you Austin, which was the worst thing to ever happen to you on TV? Like, why
that was
would
the
you
beginning
do that?
Of your series of calamities. Like, no.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, because I said the same thing when I was watching. I was like, who does that? You know? Yikes.
Yeah, not smart.
It's like, anyway, me being like, hey guys, guess what my theme for the day is? All boys Catholic school. That worked out great for me. Loved it. You know? All right, everybody. Thanks so much for being here. We will talk to you next time. Don't forget to go get live streaming tickets for the cabaret on June 3rd and 5th at watchwhatcrappens.com. We'll talk to you next time.
Au revoir.
Bye. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
She answered the call. It's Adia Paul.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila. She's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell, it's Raquel.
Yes, we canna, it's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall. We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
Have a kebab with K. Rob.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
She's the lady of the house, it's Rachel Sharouse.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.